Thank you for listening to this teaching from Kingdom Discipleship. Good morning and happy Easter. What are the three most important, vital, and consequential words in the human language? He is risen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most pivotal event in all of human history. Let's open our Bible now that we might better understand the overwhelming importance of these three words, quote, He is risen.
Well, good morning and happy Easter. He is risen. He is risen. Those three words are the three most vital, pivotal, important, consequential words ever uttered in the history of language. He is risen. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We're celebrating Easter today. We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ is the first to raise from the dead, a bodily resurrection. He died on the cross for our sins 2 days ago on Good Friday, and was raised from the dead on Sunday morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He, Jesus, is risen. It's essential we understand this. Buddha is still in the grave. Muhammad is still in the grave. Confucius is still in the grave. Bodily, Moses is still in the grave. David is still in the grave. Abraham's still in the grave. Jesus Christ is risen. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus has been risen from the dead. Once Jesus was raised from the dead, it opened the door that everyone would be raised from the dead and given an eternal body. If you've genuinely received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you leave this life, you'll receive an eternal body, an immortal body that can never be hurt, that can never go bad, that will never need to sleep. It will never occur to you to do wrong again. Wow, thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you haven't received Jesus Christ and you leave this life, you will also receive an immortal body that is fit for an eternity in hell. So again, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. It is by his death and resurrection, two sides of the same coin, that the way is open for us to receive eternal life, to have our sins forgiven, to come into relationship with our Heavenly Father, and to ultimately go to heaven when we die. All of that is embodied in these three words. He is risen. Wow, Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. Above all, Father, we thank you for Jesus today. We thank you for the resurrected Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you willingly became a human man for us. We thank you that you lived a perfect, righteous life on our behalf that we could never live. We thank you that you died a torturous death on our behalf that we deserve to die. And we thank you today that you have risen from the dead. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are risen. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us now as we open your word, the Holy Bible. Give us eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts that understand, that we might better understand the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord, and that we might walk in resurrection life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I'm just going to share just a few short scriptures today. Should just be about another 10, 11 minutes and we'll wrap up. So again, it's Sunday morning. If you're listening to this on Easter morning or at any time, it's a good day to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. as I said in the Good Friday teaching, it's always a good day to remember the price that was paid for our sin, the incredible torture that Jesus endured to get in the way, to absorb the wrath of our Heavenly Father that was due us, that would have washed us right into hell for all eternity. Jesus stood in the way of it, took it on himself so you and I wouldn't have to take it. Jesus died to pay this incredible debt of sin that you and I owed, that we could never pay. He died to pay a debt, a sin debt he didn't owe. He never sinned, to pay a sin debt that we could never, ever pay, and was raised from the dead. It's always a good day to remember the price that was paid for our sin and to remember the incredible victorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord, from the dead. So let's look at Matthew 28. I'll start in verse 1, and I'm going to read to verse 9. Just listen to these verses. Let these verses wash over you. Matthew 28, verses 1 to 9. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." I was telling Stephen that when we read the scripture, we want to read it, you know, in a way that we believe was being spoken. You want to keep reading the scriptures. And what would an angel's voice be like? I mean, it would be, again, it would obviously be deep, angelic, you know, which is not a very good word for an angel, but it would be angelic, of course, whatever that means, but it would be profound. So that's my angel voice. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then quickly go and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee. There they will see me." Wow. I mean, just think of that. So rewind that and listen to that again and read it yourself. Matthew 28, 1 to 9. Just wash yourself in these scriptures. Be washed in the word of God. Be washed in the resurrection account of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I mean, just when you read in verse 8, Matthew 28, so the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy. Just try to imagine it. The utter sadness they had when he was crucified, but now the amazement, the fear, but yet filled with joy that Jesus is not in there, that they saw an angel from heaven, a holy angel, who made the guards so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Okay? And, you know, this is probably, you know, 50 guards. And, you know, it's, you know, these are soldiers who don't scare easy. They are terrified. Wow. Golly. This happened, y'all. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This is just a good chapter to read. This is one of the great chapters of the Bible that could be a book on its own. It's longer than, I believe, four other books in the New Testament. I know it's just off the top of my head. It is longer than Titus. It's longer than 2 John, 3 John. It's longer than Jude. It's longer than Philemon. And, you know, so I believe it's longer than 2 Thessalonians. So, yeah. Yeah, what's that, 6 books? And there may be others. I didn't think of this before I came in. I'm just thinking of it now off the top of my head. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So again, what is that? Man, now it's bothering me a little bit. In order, right? Yeah, it's longer than 2 Thessalonians. It's longer than Titus. It's longer than Philemon. Wow. It is longer than 2 Peter. It is longer than 2 John, 3 John, and Jude. So there may be another one, but those 7 books, at least, it is longer than them. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, Paul says, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain." Are you holding firmly to that gospel today? Are you holding firmly to the good news? The good news that a Savior has come. Gospel means good news. Good news that your God, God the Son, Jesus, the Son of God, willingly entered this world for you, lived a perfect, righteous life on your behalf that you can never live, died a horrible, torturous death on your behalf that you deserve to die, and was raised from the dead. Do you believe that? That's the clear, unambiguous teaching of the scripture. It's not confusing. It's plain. Do you believe that? Do you believe that good news? Do you understand the bad news that you are, as the Bible clearly says, and I am, hopeless, helpless, desperate, hell-bound sinners that need a Savior, and without a Savior, without Jesus, only an eternity in hell, an eternity of suffering awaits. Do you believe that? And are you trusting and relying and literally clinging to Jesus alone today for the forgiveness of your sins, the salvation of your soul, deliverance from eternal hell, and to bring you to heaven when you die? If you're not, you can receive him right now. John 1:12 says, "Yet to all who received him," Jesus, "to those who believed in his name," Jesus, "he gave the right to become children of God." You're not sure, again, you can humble yourself now. Go before Jesus. Humble yourself before him and simply receive him. Call out to him by name. Simply pray, "Lord Jesus, I do confess that I am a hopeless, desperate sinner. And Lord Jesus, I do believe that without you, only hell would await. But Jesus, I do believe you are the Son of God. I do believe you are God, Almighty God, the Son. And I do believe that you did come into this world, even for me. I believe that you lived a perfect, righteous life on my behalf and died that torturous death on the cross, even for me. And I believe that you are alive and risen today. And therefore, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to come into my heart. I ask you to save me from my sin. I ask you to bring me to heaven when I die. Lord Jesus, I place all my faith and hope and confidence in you alone to save me and to be my everlasting Lord and God." Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, if you're not sure that you're saved, go back, re-listen to those last few minutes. Use the words I use to receive Jesus. But again, it's not our words that save us. It's Christ that saves us. But we do use our words to communicate our heart to him. And if you're sincere, God has given his word, Romans 10:13, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's not the words, but everyone who sincerely calls on Jesus, knowing their need of him, will be saved. Wow. And we'll end here. 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 3, Paul says, "For I received what I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, He appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ is risen. Y'all, he's risen. Let's celebrate him today. And if you're listening to this on a different day, celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Remember, continue to remind yourself, get down on your knees, praise him, worship him, and thank him. And remember the three most pivotal, consequential, important words that have ever been uttered. He is risen. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is risen from the dead. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercy. But more than anything, we thank you for Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for entering this world for us. We thank you for living for us, dying for us. And we thank you that you are alive and risen. And we worship you today, our risen God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Holy Spirit, seal this to our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.